You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
O Lord, my strength, Psalm 19, verse 14. O Lord, my strength. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today our prayer is centered on favor that keeps us steady. The favor of God that keeps us steady, or the favor of God keeps us steady. Where we read Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. From this scripture, we see that God's favor strengthens us to stand, even when others fall. The meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth stay anchored in the Lord, our strength and redeemer. The meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth stay anchored in the Lord, our strength and redeemer. And all this because of the favor of God upon us as believers. In trying times, we must declare that the Lord is our strength and redeemer. Before we say anything else, before we hastily say wrong words, let us first say, the Lord is our strength and redeemer. And let that set the tone for anything else that we would say concerning any given situation. From Psalm 19, verse 14, again, we see that the meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth must be aligned with what pleases the Lord. Our second action point, we must choose to meditate on God's faithfulness instead of fear or bad news. In Psalm 143, verse 5, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands. Instead of focusing on a current situation that does not look the best, we must remember what the Lord has done in the past and hold on to him and hold on, keeping our faith alive in Jesus' name. Thank God daily that his strength keeps us from being utterly cast down. That's our action point three. You need to daily thank the Lord for keeping you from being utterly cast down. There are those who have been utterly cast down, sometimes being moved from a place of leadership into a hole, like Joseph was moved from a position of influence and overtaking the entire household of Potiphar into a dungeon, a hole, a pit. Not even just being demoted or fired, but he was put in prison from one extreme to the other extreme. But by the grace of God, according to time, the Lord elevated him above even his previous positions that he held, in Jesus' name. You know, Joseph could have given up, saying that this is the second time I've been in a hole. First, my own family put me in a hole. Now my boss himself has dug a pit for me and put me in there because of false accusation. But the Lord who sees in secret, he openly displayed his favor upon Joseph, and he will do the same for each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. As we hold upon him, as we hold upon his word, as we stay focused, seeing what he has done before and never giving up and seeing what we must not see. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Psalm 37, verse 24. The believer is held by the Lord's hand. When you cut down a tree, you may think that is the end, but the believer, when you cut him down, he's never utterly cast down. It is just in a moment, and you see that believer begin to spring forth with a new leaf, a new branch, becoming even a bigger tree than it used to be. The Lord has favored us in Jesus' name. Amen. We are praying our first prayer from Psalm 28, verse 8. The Lord is the strength of his people, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Psalm 28, verse 8. From this we are praying, the Father in heaven, be my saving strength in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
You are my strength. You are the saving strength. We are anointed. Therefore, Father, be my saving strength in Jesus. Be my saving strength. Save me. Save me. Savior. Save me. My saving strength. Be my saving strength. Be my saving strength. My mind. Be my saving strength. Be my saving strength. My body. Be my saving strength in ministry and family. Work and in every aspect of life, be my saving strength. Be my saving strength in the name of Jesus. I am the
In the name of Jesus. Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 34, verse 19. We are praying, Father in heaven, let your strength be seen as you deliver me from all afflictions in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Jesus, let your strength be seen as you deliver me from all afflictions in Jesus' name. Because your words is that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them. Oh, Lord, let your strength be seen as you deliver me from all afflictions in the name of Jesus. Let your strength be seen as you deliver me from all afflictions in the name of Jesus. Let your strength be seen as you deliver me from all afflictions, afflictions of the mind, afflictions of the womb, afflictions of the body, afflictions of the family, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as you deliver me from all these afflictions, let your strength be evident as a testimony to all in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. He only is my rock and my salvation is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Psalm 62, verse 2. We are praying, Father in heaven, keep me rooted in you, my rock, so I am not moved. In Jesus' name, amen. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, keep me rooted in you, my rock, so I'm not moved. In the name of Jesus, for you alone are my rock and my salvation, my defense. Therefore, I shall not be greatly moved. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are my rock, my salvation, my defense, my rock, my salvation, my defense, my rock, my salvation, my defense, my rock, my salvation, my defense. Therefore, I will
In the mighty name of Jesus, I will stay with you, Lord. And I will not be defeated. I will not be kissed down. In the mighty name of Jesus. My rock, my defense, my salvation. Lord Jesus, I thank you. In the name of Jesus,
if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm here to invite you to give your life to Jesus. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, saith the word of the Lord unto us, even according to scripture. Any man born of a woman has sinned and is condemned to death, but through Jesus Christ we can have everlasting life. John 3:13. So I am subscribing unto you according to John 3:16. God loved us, and because of that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Today, if you give your heart and your life even to Jesus, you can be born again, this time born by the Holy Spirit and not by flesh. That you subjecting yourself to the Lordship of Christ, you have a restored relationship back to our Father in heaven, and in effect eternal life. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I acknowledge that without you I am condemned to eternal death. Please, today I ask that make me your servant, be my king and be my Lord from this day and forever. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, that by the strength of your Holy Spirit I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, authorities in Psalm 37 verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. Requests you have are turned into testimonies according to his will, and praise him, and praise him, and praise him. Father, we thank you that you have heard us. We thank you that our documented prayers are also answered. We thank you, Lord, that every personal application that may have come through this service, they are all granted. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us at this evening. Strength of the anointed, we give you all the glory and the praise. We exalt your holy name. We bless you, 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 we bless you. Rande vere bo shateliana mayanda da da ba. Ayapaya namo shatayande. Raga da bo shaliana mayande. Ye be kamfo. One more time. Ye be iwayo. Ye be iwayo.
To Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.